Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Widows with Murph. Well, we're back from hiatus, and God, we've missed you guys. Anyway, today on the show, we have music from Savannah Kaz, Amerigoto featuring Mark Broussard, and a brand new one from Alyssa Trahan. This should be fun. I got to tell you, from the get-go. After being off from this radio show since November 20th, which was a little over a month ago, well, a month and a half probably, but I was nervous to come back to radio. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I was nervous to come back. Now, I don't get nervous doing indie country radio per se, but it's just coming back for another year, and this will be my seventh year. That does not even seem possible to I'd be doing this and now going on 7 years. That just doesn't register to me. I mean, it seems like yesterday I started this show, but I mean, about 30 minutes before I hopped on here, I got so nervous, it just wasn't even funny, I got so nervous. So, with all that being said, why don't we hop into this countdown and start off with the number three song of the week. Number three song of the week belongs to Amerigoto, and if you guys aren't following Mira on social media, I think it's Amerigoto Music. That's Mirigoto, Amerigoto Music. I think it's across all social media, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. But if you guys aren't following Mira, trust me, do it. I'm actually hoping to have her on the show sometime this year for an interview, so you guys can get to know her a little bit better. But in the meantime, this is Amerigoto featuring Mark Broussard with Next Life, coming in at number three on Indie Country Radio this week.
I wonder what your arms would feel like, and how your goodnight kiss would taste. I wonder if he knows I crave you sometimes. Can he read it on my face? I'm not gonna act like I don't see. Watch a sunset to see the wonder in your eyes. I wanna see just how close we can get without crossing that line. I'm not gonna
Established as a highly influential and successful artist in the India online broadcast network. Mira is ready to take her show to a live audience. Her debut album, The New Plaid Shirt, under the name Mira Parfit, received national attention, and she has since won the West Coast Songwriters International Songwriting Competition. That win garnered her the opportunity to open for National Recording Artist 5 for Fighting. Mira, I recently inked a deal with independent LA-based label Artist Max, owned by King Kalei, and has released your first single with him entitled Next Life, which you just heard. This song's a duet America wrote with Michael Logan and recorded with Mark Broussard. Quote, to be able to speak to people through music is such a special gift. If I can tell a complete story from start to finish, then I feel that I have done my job as a songwriter. And again, that was Mira Goto with Mark Broussard and Next Life. And moving on to number two, the artist in the number two slot, I've only known for a little while, and I only met last year, but we bonded pretty quick, and I am not kidding. When I call this girl the Energizer Bunny, because she literally never stops. Her work ethic is just beyond anything I've ever seen. I originally met Savannah Kaz at a Song Suffragette show back in May 2018. And, well, this is after following her on social media for a long time. And, folks, Savannah is the sweetest, bubbliest person I believe I have probably ever met. So, without further ado, coming in this week at number two with her single Good Day, this is a Savannah Shies with like I said, Good Day on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
You wake me up in the morning, my alarm on my phone, and I love the sound of your voice, and but don't you know that the noise jumped out the way on a Monday, hey. You hold me tight like my Levi's, he's wrapping me in the driver's seat, driving me up to Tennessee. I can still see the sun through these dollar shades. Yeah, you got this way of turning my heart. Thinking
Cause baby, you're good.
Number two this week, that was Savannah Kyes with Good Day. Now, before I tell you about Savannah, there's one little tidbit of information that I forgot. I forgot to tell you guys where you can see Amerigo Godot live at a show. January 26th at the Anaheim Convention Center all day. In Anaheim, California, the 31st at Michael's Own Main in Soquel, California. I don't know if I butchered that name or not. If I did, I apologize. February 4th at Tree Bones Resort in Big Sur, California. February 27th at the Focal Point in St. Louis, Missouri. And March 23rd at Kumbwa Jazz Center in Santa Cruz, California. Now, back to Savannah Kyes. Like I said earlier, Savannah is probably one of the sweetest people I've ever met. I met her at a Songs of Forget show back in May. I listened to this lineup, y'all. Savannah, Kaylee Shore, Chloe Gilligan, Alice Fian, and Trini Anderson. Talk about a heck of a lineup there. But anyway, let me tell you a little bit about Savannah. Let me see. Okay. Okay, let's skip that for right now and tell you where you can see Savannah performing. Let's see. Let me go to her. Okay, so there are apparently no tour dates for Savannah Kyes either. So if anything changes, I'll let you guys know. And that takes us to the number one song this week from one of my absolute dearest friends, the lovely Miss Alyssa Trahan. And her a brand new single, Because I Am a Girl. Now this song, from the second I heard this song, it spoke volumes to me. Now we all know the I don't want to call it a controversy, but it sort of is about women not getting their fair share of airplay on the radio. And this is essentially what this song is about. Alyssa being tired of women not getting their fair shake. And speaking for myself as a radio host, and everybody out there knows this, I obviously play probably 90% female. on this radio show, and the ladies in the industry have my full support, absolutely 1,000%. And you guys are always more than welcome on this show anytime. This podcast is a safe space for you guys to get your stories out and get your music and your stories heard. So, with that, this is the number one song of the week. This is Alyssa Trahan with "Because I Am a Girl" on Indie Country Radio.
I don't go out by myself when it's late at night, 'cause I'd be an easy target, and you know I'm right. It's not like I try to pick a fight. It's just because I am a girl. I've had to put up with a lot of inappropriate things, from unwanted stares and names called to touches above the knee. But if I said a word, the blame would fall on me. Just because I am a girl. And you can say,
I'll tell you guys a little bit about Alyssa. I'll write quick. A little bit of sass and a lot of talent, singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist. She plays over a dozen, by the way. And an audio engineer. Alyssa Trahan is a young force to be reckoned with. But she grew up in a small town of East Rochester, New York, where she created major buzz in her hometown and surrounding areas. In 2016, she made the move to Nashville, Tennessee, and has been making a big wave in the music industry ever since. In January of 2018, she signed her first publishing deal with Dan Hodges Music. This is an impressive accomplishment for any young writer, but especially for a young female artist that's new in town. And not only that, but she's become a successful producer in Music City, producing not just her own music and demos, but music and tracks for several other artists and writers as well. In a male-dominated business, Alyssa's giving the guys a run for their money. Alyssa's music combines traditional country instrumentation with modern pop production, creating a fresh new sound, all its own, that has won over fans of all genres of music, and can be as it can seamlessly cross over genre lines. She's also known for her clever songwriting, incredibly catchy melodies, sweet vocals, and a recurring theme of empowerment in her songs. Her newest single, Skyfall / Sony release, Because I Am a Girl, is already creating major buzz for the honest, immature songwriting. A natural born performer, Alyssa has a captivating stage presence and puts on an energetic live show sure to get any audience on their feet. And she's had more time on stage than most young artists, as she plays over 100 shows a year and is open for the likes of Charlie Daniels, Jenna Kramer, Josh Turner, Lee Greenwood, Leon Womack, Midland, and many, many more. Whether it's solo or with a full band, Alyssa always steals the show. In addition to music, Alyssa has also dabbled in the acting world, appearing in multiple musicals and commercials. The music has been featured in films and commercials. In addition, Alyssa launched her debut jewelry line, Grace by Alyssa, in summer of 2018. Alyssa Trahan is a fresh-faced and all-rounder and all-new sounding country music. With her fast-growing and dedicated fan base, talent, and determination, the sky is truly the limit. Remember the name Alyssa Trahan, because this is just the beginning for her. And with that, I think we're gonna wrap things up here. It's been a good to be back. And before we wrap, I wanted to tell you guys who we have on the show next. Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have a Big Machine recording artist and 2018 Next winner, Jesse Ritter, with us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Put Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.